This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jamie, how you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, congrats. You're going to win one.
Screw you, Jamie. I still think I think the Canes suck.
It's a good night for you. You guys
are going
to win.
You know, I got to tell you, they walk around, like, with all their bling and gold chains and their tight uniforms and their, you know, they dress like they're NFL players and they all have this swag and all this other nonsense going. But when they play football, they look like they're Eastern Michigan. Like, they really, they're terrible.
You could have used Central Michigan as the example.
I did. I used Central Michigan earlier, so I went to the Eastern Michigan example in the second half here. But they are very braggadocious for a team that sucks. Like, they have nothing. They couldn't beat a good team if they tried.
Well, they nearly did in week one.
And that didn't happen either.
That's true. Very true.
Here we go. We take your calls. Jamie's doing great. Carver, how are you doing? Great.
I'm doing very well tonight.
B-Mac, are you doing great? I got to know, because people ask how we're doing all the time. We don't need all that. I just want to get it out of the way early here.
We're all doing phenomenal.
You're doing great? All right, so I'm doing great. So now that we're all doing great, you don't have to ask us how we're doing. Just talk to Jamie about your fantasy problems. Here we go, as usual. Trey kicks it off in New York.
Full PPR, Tyler Eifert or Noah Fant, and then the other one is Mark Andrews or T.J. Hockenson. Thank you.
It's amazing to me how Trey cracks the code and he's first every week.
Right.
I'd go Andrews over Hockenson. The latter one's a little bit tougher. I'd see if you can find Jeff Swaim. I think he's a little bit of a safer play. Just Eifert's so touchdown dependent, and you know, Fant is just not getting the targets. I think without James O'Shaughnessy in there for the Jaguars, we're going to see Minshew lean on Swaim a little bit more. So I might even drop one of those two guys and pick up Swaim.
All right, let's. What do you want me to do here? Do you want me to try him on again or something, or do you want to keep going? All right, they're gonna call him back. The phone sounds like he's in the ocean, underwater, like capsized in a boat. By the way, Sanchez no hitter broke up with two outs in the eighth. I thought the guy pitched a hell of a game. Doolittle's on now, and I thought Sanchez pitched incredible. And I frankly wanted to see him get the no-no because I thought the game was boring. I mean, the game was just perfect for him, 2-0, but it was so boring. I was falling asleep watching it, and I was actually rooting for the guy to get the no hitter. It would have made it better, I think. Brandon in Pennsylvania, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
PPR, Alshon Jeffrey or Marvin Jones Jr.? It's a close one, but I'd give probably a slight nod to Marvin Jones. I just think Jeffrey is going to, you know, struggle against Xavier Rhodes in that Viking secondary, and it's just not a good spot for the Eagles. So I think Jones against the Packers is a little bit safer.
All right, there you go. Have a good weekend. Dave in Wisconsin.
Hey, my Cor and Fred White Slow Boys beat your Canes the last 2 years, boy. Just remember that.
Which team? Which team?
Last 2 years, the bowl games, man. We took care of your NFL roster down there in Miami.
Yeah, they spanked them.
Yeah. And then that's what you get, the slow white boys from Wisconsin. Hey, Mixon versus Gordon later.
Was there like a point to all that? Did he ask him a fantasy question?
He asked Joe Mixon versus Melvin Gordon.
Right.
I give a slight nod to Melvin Gordon. Just the offensive line is a disaster for Cincinnati right now. And you know, the one thing with the Ravens' defense, they're not the same as they have been in years past, but their run defense when Brandon Williams is in there is still pretty good. So, Melvin Gordon getting an uptick in playing time, and that's the expectation. So, I'd probably go with him against the Steelers.
855-212-4CBS to get on the bench. Call now to talk to Jamie Eisenberg about your crappy fantasy lineup. Mike in Louisiana.
Hey, bud. So I have a question. It's a 4-point PPR, 2 running backs, 1 flex. Do I start Le'Veon Bell, Leonard Fournette, Malcolm Brown, or Carlos Hyde?
I'd go with the first two, Fournette and Le'Veon Bell. I just think, you know, with Sam Darnold back, the Jets offense will look a little bit more competent. And, you know, Fournette's just been so good, you know, so I would stick with those two guys.
There you go, Mike. 855-212-4CBS to get on with Jamie. Steve in Fairfax, Virginia, off the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Jamie. And I'm wondering, should I go with Malcolm Brown or Joe Mixon standard lead?
Yeah, I'd go Malcolm Brown. I think the caller before also asked for a third player. I'd go Malcolm Brown as a third guy, too. But, yeah, Brown over Mixon, I just think, you know, if he's going to get the Gurley touches or at least the Gurley playing time since Todd Gurley's doubtful, you know, he's been playing basically 90% of the snaps. So they'll split it up a little bit with Daryl Henderson. Henderson probably playing on passing downs, but I think Malcolm Brown has the better chance to score. And we've seen that's what Gurley's done pretty successfully the last 2 games, 4 touchdowns over that span. So I think it's a better chance for Malcolm Brown to find the end zone.
There you have it. 855-212-4CBS, Cuba in Miami.
Yeah, hi. PPR, I'm wondering, do I start Cortland Sutton or Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, Tyler Boyd just been fantastic. And last week, the first game without John Ross, he had a season high in targets. I think it was 14. He's been averaging 10 targets per game. The weakness of this Ravens team right now is in their secondary. So, you know, the one thing I think that the Bengals will have some success, whether it's the entire game or certainly probably garbage time, is Dalton trying to hook up with Boyd. So Boyd's a little bit safer for me.
All right, 855-212-4227. Novell in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you for taking my call. Go Canes. And I need one in a standard lead, Auden Tate, D.D. Westbrook, or Pringle. I need one.
Yeah, I think Pringle's a wild card if Tyreek Hill is inactive, but it sounds as if he's going to play. So I'd probably give a slight nod toward D.D. Westbrook. You know, we'll see if the Jaguars continue to, you know, be creative with their receivers with moving D.J. Chark inside and outside, because if they keep him inside a little bit more, that avoids Marcus Lattimore. But if they keep him outside, I think that's where Lattimore will go. And then Westbrook inside will sort of avoid the tougher coverage. So I think he's a sneaky play in both seasonal and daily league.
Do you think Florida will beat LSU in Death Valley?
I don't. I'm a realistic Gators fan. I think that's just a tough spot going down there in a primetime game. I think they'll cover, but I don't think that they'll win.
6-0 and perfect record and no faith from you. Go figure.
I mean, I'm realistic.
Piker. Brian in Milwaukee.
I will say this. If we win that game, we're in the playoffs.
If you win the game, they might very well do that then. Brian, go ahead. You're on with Jamie.
Hey, Pharrell. My question is, Will Fuller or Marvin Jones?
I was so impressed with Will Fuller last week. You know, I thought he would play well, and he was, you know, beyond my expectations. They've just been missing on some passes down the field all season long. And that Falcons secondary was a disaster, and they took advantage of it. I think they're going to have the chances to do that again. The Chiefs' pass rush is going to be a little bit of a struggle, especially with Chris Jones not playing. And so I think Deshaun Watson's going to go in there and put on a show. So I would stick with Will Fuller.
There you go. Justin in Boise.
Question. Full-point PPR, flex play, Philip Lindsay or Damian Williams?
I think Lindsay's safer. You know, the touches are certainly a little bit more guaranteed. He's been basically 15-plus touches in every game so far this season, 4 catches almost every game this season. The one thing that I lean toward with Williams, and I would still play Lindsay, but if you're looking at it from a different perspective, Damian Williams is facing a Texans defense that allows the most receptions to running backs, and we know that he'll play in the passing down situations over LeSean McCoy. So if you have a way to work Williams in some other way, it could be a sneaky play. But I think if you're just talking Lindsay versus Williams, Lindsay's a little safer.
Do you think Manny Diaz is a good coach?
I think it was incomplete. He's not playing with his own players yet. You know, so give him a couple years to get his guys in there. But you know, he's a great defensive coach. We've seen that over the last couple seasons.
Let's go to Rich in Rochester. You're on with Jamie.
What up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
What's up? Hey, Jamie, non-PPR in a CBS league. I have Mark Ingram, Aaron Jones, Nick Chubb, and Ito Smith.
Yeah, three of those things are not like the other. You know, Ito Smith does not belong in the same category as those other guys. If you need two, I would probably bench Nick Chubb just with a little bit of a tougher matchup comparatively to the other two guys. If you only need one, I'd go Aaron Jones. But if you can get all three of those guys in and just bench Ito Smith, then that's a great situation.
Honestly, Carver, can I just say one thing right here before we go with Jamie again? This kid, this quarterback sucks so bad. I can't even watch him play, this Perkins.
He's been awful for Virginia. Absolutely awful.
The decision-making, like, he's standing in the pocket, and he sees the guy blitzing from 15 yards away, and he just stands he just stands there and lets the guy hit him.
He's having a tough night.
I mean, he just can't make... I got to tell you, the student body, though, looks fantastic. Half naked. I mean, they don't even wear clothes to the game. It is just a very impressive effort.
How did you move? Why did you move?
I should have never moved. I would have never left. They fired me and ran me out of town. They told me to take my, you know, my bags, my girlfriend, my condo. They told me to leave the state because I was such a horrible person. And such a, you know, felonious host. And then I was found not guilty of all charges. So at the end of the day, their big plan to get me the FCC failed again. And it was the worst firing ever. And then what's even funnier is I've been on a radio station now for about 10 years since then. How funny is that? The same people that fired me, they're all selling bananas now in Costa Rica, and I'm on the air on the same station. I love it. It's true. I mean, it's true. It's so funny. So, Jamie, you say start Matt Ryan, Dak, Famous Jameis, Gardner Minshew, and Aaron Rodgers, Stafford as well. Why Ryan, the way that team's luck? They're terrible.
Well, they may be terrible, but he's been a very good fantasy quarterback. So sometimes fantasy and reality don't always mix.
I guess not. I mean, when you watch that team, how long before they fire that coach?
At this rate, probably not too long. But as long as they keep letting Matt Ryan throw the ball, we'll take it.
And how do you and you're sitting Mayfield. What do you think's happening with him?
The offensive line. I think it's just such a disaster right now that he's got, you know, somebody in his face almost on every drop back. And you know, he's locking it on receivers. You know, probably the want to feature Odell Beckham could be a little bit of a problem. You know, we see that from time to time. When you get a premier receiver, you lock in on that guy. But I think he'll get it straightened out other than later. This week's going to be interesting. He's got to get it going, though, this week.
All right, ready for the second half of Calls with Jamie Eisenberg. Check out his show Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, Eye on Fantasy Football. Here's Nate in Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
Can I get a spotted cow?
Absolutely. Good call right there. That is a nice effort by you. He might even pour you another one for that effort.
I like that a lot.
There you go. Back up. Back up pints.
So I got a sit one. I don't know who. Chark, Godwin, Thielen, and Devontae Freeman.
You know, the probably the safe play is to sit Devontae Freeman just because the receivers have been so good. I'm a little concerned about Chark if he's going to stay outside and Lattimore follows him, but it's hard to, you know, look at the way that he's played so far and say that there's a downside, a significant downside, you know, given how he's, you know, he should have had a touchdown in every game. He had the one call back against Denver on a penalty, but he's been fantastic. So I think you just stick with him and you bench Freeman.
So, you know, Jamie, I, the more that you bring it up and everything, I was thinking of, you know, the odds are that when I finally stop doing this, you know, at some point or another, because I've done it for 35 years, no one ever remembers that, least of all my boss, who's always complaining about when I take my vacations. And then I'm always like, I've never missed a day in like 35 years on the air, but he's worried about when I take off. And then I'm thinking, I was talking to my wife, I'm like, when do you want to move back to Miami? That's what I said to her. I'm like, when do you want to move to Miami and quit doing this? And she's like, whenever you're ready. So you don't think, I mean, you know I'll move back there. You know I'm going to be your neighbor. I'm going to drive you nuts.
Come on down.
I am going to drive you nuts. Your wife is going to have to put up an extra deadbolt on the door. She's going to know I'm going to come over and eat all your food and drink all your booze.
You are welcome anytime.
And I'm going to swim in your pool and just lay there covered in oil. Just covered in oil, and just all the women in the building, I'm going to play bridge with them and have relations with them.
I live in a house, so I don't think there's a lot of people wandering around.
Well, your neighbors are going to be moving soon. Steve in Wisconsin.
Flex, full PPR, Chark, Schuster, or Landry?
Yeah, I think you just ride the hot hand with DJ Chark. Gardner Minshew to Chark. Who would have thought that this would be one of the best connections in football right now? But here we are, and Minshew mania, you know, DJ Chark, it's working, so stick with it.
What did you do on Yom, Jamie? Do you have like a big party or anything, or is that like a holy day where everybody hides or something?
It's a holy day. We don't hide. We repent our sins. So
is that what it is? It's a day of repentance.
Yes. We don't hide, but we also don't celebrate.
Well, I know
not at the end of the day.
I know none of my Jewish friends played basketball with me on that day because I needed more bodies at the basketball court, and they all blew me off for the high holy one, apparently.
Everybody has their own routine, so I guess your basketball buddies are observant.
Yeah. Here's me. I went to church. I went to Mass, and I don't understand a word the guy says. He's, like, from Africa, and I can't understand one word he says. And I'm, like, I sit there, and I'm, like, why did I even come? I'm sitting there, and I'm sinning while I'm sitting there. I'm cussing out the guy for not being able to understand a word he says. I'm, like, Jesus, this guy sucks. I'm sitting in the church, and that's what I said. And then God struck me down with, like, five sin. I got struck by lightning. Edward in L.A.
Can I get a cold sake?
Sake. Shake out, ooh.
Come on, shake out, ooh.
All right.
Like, is it time for me to give up on Mike Evans? He began to shack points this season so far.
He's been frustrating. You know, I think we're going to find out this weekend after Jameis, you know, brought up trying to get him the ball. You know, just going to be a squeaky wheel game. If Dante Jackson's out for the Panthers, that will help. Evans has had a real bad history against James Bradbury and the Panthers, but I think it's going to be one of those games where they just sort of, you know, feed him some targets and do a little bit more creative things to get him open. So I'd give it one more week. I would also say just be patient because some of these matchups have just been brutal for him. You know, again, Bradbury early the season, Lattimore last week. It's just been tough, but there's going to be some lighter schedule matchups coming up during the rest of the schedule. So just be patient with him.
Hey, Carver Hyde, tell Jamie how long Mike Evans' toenails were in the elevator.
Yeah, he had it going, that's for sure.
Bro, those things.
We saw him in L.A., Jamie.
He had not cut his toenails in 4 years. I mean, they were like it was this scraggly toenail from hell. Like, I looked at him, I almost said something like, bro, what are you doing, man?
And he absolutely looked like he didn't want to be there.
But after a while, doesn't that hurt in your cleats? You got some, like, 5-inch toenails hanging off your toes? Like, I clean those things every week, son. There's nothing worse than skivvy, like, you know, some dude with, like, cack toenails. Is there anything worse? That's when you have, like, fungus in your toes, you're like, 5 steps away from death. Alex in Maryland.
What's going on? I have both quarterbacks in two different leagues. Uncle Rico, a.k.a. Gardner Minshew, and Philip Rivers. I'm leaning Minshew in both of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, you know, you look at the Saints defense, you know, everybody's going to sort of point to that Dallas game and show how great they were, and they were fantastic that night. But they have given up plenty of fantasy production to other quarterbacks over the course of the season. And I think Minshew at home in a game where he's probably going to have to throw a little bit, should have some success. Rivers against the Steelers, since they got Minka Fitzpatrick, the secondary's played much better, and the Chargers have a lot of offensive line woes. So I think Gardner Minshew's in a better spot.
Chris in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, I got quarterback issues. I'm looking at Gardner Minshew or Kyle Allen. Who should I start?
I actually like both this week. I'll stick with Minshew just because he's been a little bit more successful, and I think they allow him to throw the ball a little bit more. You know, what we've seen with the Panthers is such a reliance, and it's hard to argue with it, but such a reliance on Christian McCaffrey. So, depending on how that game goes, you know, if the Panthers, if the Bucs offense shows up and they get into a little bit of a shootout, then Kyle Allen might end up being better. But I just feel a little bit more comfortable with Minshew with the way he's been playing right now.
All right, Chris, have a good weekend. George in Oklahoma, 3 more.
Yeah, I have to start another receiver, and I have Terry McLaurin, Michael Gallup, and Larry Fitzgerald.
Wow, that's 3 great ones. You know, I wish you could play all 3 of them, but I'd go with Fitzgerald. I think that's going to be one of the better games this weekend between the Cardinals and the Falcons. Falcons defense has just been abysmal. You know, you saw again last week what Will Fuller did the week before. It was the Titans receivers of all teams, you know, putting up three touchdowns between A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. And, you know, Fitzgerald's been held out of the end zone the last 2 weeks. But I think Kyler Murray goes off, and I think it's a big week for Fitzgerald.
Two more. Johnny in the Steel City.
Hey, Tommy, are we starting Devlin Hodges week six or what?
I hope not. I mean, if you're stuck, then that's certainly an option you could turn to. But I actually think if you could look on your waiver wire, see if maybe Case Keenum's out there. You know, he's going to start for Washington against Miami. And, you know, we've seen every quarterback have success against the Dolphins. And you go back to the first 3 weeks of the season, you know, Keenum had 7 touchdowns in those first 3 games. So maybe he picks that back up with Bill Callahan now calling plays. So I'd probably take a shot and see if he's out there. But if Hodges is your only option, you know, he'll probably be a little bit successful, but, you know, probably not to the level that you would hope that a Steelers quarterback would be.
He'll be running for his life. Who are you kidding? Jay in Mississippi.
Hey, Jamie, for real.
Hey.
I'm in the standing league, man. We got 5 bench spots, so I got to pick up a kicker in defense. Which of these 2 out of the 5 would you drop? Tevin Coleman, David Montgomery, A.J. Green, Mike Williams, or Kyler Murray? My other quarterback is Carson Wentz.
Whew. Mike Williams is the first one. It's tough to drop the other guys. I guess probably drop Kyler. Although, you know, if those are the only 2 quarterbacks you have, I like Kyler Murray much better than Carson Wentz this week, just with his matchup against the Falcons comparatively to Wentz against the Vikings. So if you just need one for this week, you know, maybe you drop Wentz, and the schedule is about to get really tough for Philly, and so maybe you get him back next week. But Williams is the easy one, and I probably would just switch the quarterbacks and drop Wentz.
All right, there you go, Jay. Have a great weekend. Jamie, awesome stuff. Enjoy the games on Sunday. Always a pleasure having you on the bench. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Have a killer weekend.
You too, my friend. Go Gators.
There he is. Screw you, Jamie. Jamie Eisenberg. Check him out on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on Eye on Fantasy.